Well, a regular complaint about Irish broadcasting is the shortage of female presenters and panellists on the airwaves. Women on Air is a new body set up to redress that balance, and Carolyn Erskine is its chair. Carolyn, first of all, tell me about Women on Air. Why is it needed?
It's needed because only one in four voices on air are those of women. It's needed because women are now willing to step up and be heard. There was a period, I think, during the boom years where everybody sort of retreated into a sort of Mayfainerism and got on with things. But Irish society is in transition, and I think more and more women want to have a say in the national discourse around that and the national conversation about the way we're going. And you can see that in that there are a lot of professional networks, women's networks springing up with people sort of saying, it's time for us now to play our part. So that's why it's needed. And what it does is it's a voluntary organisation. It's not for profit. And it sets out to give women, its members, confidence to come forward, confidence to go on air, and hopefully the means to upskill them, because it does require skills to go into a studio and get your story across in as quick a possible time.
Tell me who set it up.
It was set up 2.5 years ago by Margaret E. Ward, a powerhouse of a journalist and businesswoman. Margaret was its founder and since then has built a list of 1,000 women who are experts in their field, as well as a startling number of women who want to come along to the seminars it holds on a regular basis, at least once a month. Let's face it, broadcasters want new voices on air. I mean, they don't set out to block women from coming on air in particular. But as somebody who's worked in broadcasting myself over the years, I know that resources and tight time frames mean that when you're faced with putting together a programme very quickly, you tend to go for the safe option, the voices you've heard, the voices you've tried and tested. And by and large, they tend to be those of men, because men have far more confidence about coming forward.
Of course, it's not just on air that women are outnumbered. It's also in decision-making positions. There's never been a female director general of RTE apart from Claire Dignan. There's no woman at that level.
Decision makers, people on air, it's all part of the democratic life of our country, of the economic life of our country. But I actually think that its time has come. There's a palpable mood for participation out there among women. And to be fair to the broadcasters, and I have to say this, RTE have been really, really open to this idea of bringing on women's voices. They know that panels, it's different between contributors on panels and people who are decision makers in a way. Obviously, programme makers will want to go for the decision maker when they're going to the nub of a story. And wouldn't it be lovely if there were more of those were women? They're not at the moment, but there are so many experts who could take part, who could be contributors on panels, which could really inform the story there.
So, Carolyn, you've been in business now for 2.5 years. What's the impact been to date?
We're involved in a piece of research which is looking into the exact extent of female participation across the media. It's got some very serious academic underpinning. Several universities are involved in it, and it's coming under the aegis of the European Institute for Gender Equality. We hope to be able to announce the results of that at our first conference, which we're holding hopefully in the autumn.
And can you just tell me how women can contact you then if they're interested?
We have a website, it's called Women on Air, but you can also contact us by email on info@womenonair.ie, and we're all over Twitter as well, and we have a Facebook.